Blackstone Audio presents What Dreams May Come by Richard Matheson. With grateful love to my wife for adding the sweet measure of her soul to my existence. To the reader. An introduction to a novel is, almost without exception, unnecessary. This is my 10th published novel, and the thought of writing introductions to any of the preceding 9 never even occurred to me. For this novel, however, I feel that a brief prologue is called for. Because its subject is survival after death, it is essential that you realize, before reading the story, that only one aspect of it is fictional, the characters and their relationships. With few exceptions, every other detail is derived exclusively from research. For that reason, I have added, at the conclusion of the novel, a list of books used for this research. As you will see, they are many and diverse. Yet, despite their wide variation with regard to authors and times and places of publication, there is a persistent, unavoidable uniformity to their content. You would, of course, have to read them all to prove this to yourself. I urge you to do so. You will find it an enlightening and extraordinary experience. Richard Matheson, Calabasas, California, August 1977. For in that sleep of death, what dreams may come, when we have shuffled off this mortal coil, must give us pause. Hamlet, Act 3, Scene 1. Introduction. The manuscript you are about to read came into my possession in the following way. On the evening of February 17th, 1976, our doorbell rang.